With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 27th, and we are here attempting to take the mystery out of your financial life. We do that by asking you to do a little work. Here's your assignment. You ready? If you've got a financial question, a money issue, maybe a big decision to make, or you just want another set of ears, two sets of ears in this case, mine and Mark's, you want another set of ears on your situation financially or a goal that's in sight, all you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you would be willing to join us on the air live. That is what Rick did. Rick is on the line from Minnesota. Hi, Rick. What brings you to the airwaves today?
Hi, Joe. Taking a peek at looking at Social Security in the future, drawing that. I am of age, but should I do it now or should I do it later? Do I optimize and do some soak up my tax bracket between now and required minimum distributions? That'd be both for me and my wife.
Okay, now you get to tell us a little bit more. Rick, how old are you? How old is your wife?
So I'm 66 and a half. My wife is 64. She is retired as in February, and I'm looking at retirement in July of this year.
Tell us about your asset base right now. What do you have saved both in retirement and also non-retirement assets?
That's a good question because we look at our portfolio. I have about 2.6 million and my wife has 2.4. I've been setting that up like that's not retirement or cash available. In those funds, we have a fair amount that's set for cash because I look forward to a withdrawal window. So like over 3 years, I have 4 years. If the market went down, we have that in cash, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, you've got a ton of money. How much do you need to live on?
I'm thinking we should have between 150 and 200 a year. We've been aggressive savers. So we really haven't had a budget, is what I could say.
Are either of you entitled to pensions?
We both get government pensions, and they're turned on. I get about $1,900 a month, and my wife will get the $1,500 a month. And of course, with my current employer, I have two options. I could take a pension or a lump sum. Lump sum would be a little over three, and the pension would be $1,500.
What are you inclined to do?
Current employer pension, I like the idea of taking the lump sum. We could look at it as a cash chunk and then work on taking that out to do a rollover into an IRA. Take that out, soaking up my tax bracket every year to get it more in a tax-deferred account.
When you said 2.6 and 2.4 million, was that both pre-tax and post-tax money lumped into those, or was that all pre-tax money?
There's probably in that, if you took the two amounts, maybe in the 900 to a million range, that's not taxable. There's growth on it, but it's not taxable per se.
I am inclined to wait. I mean, are you in good health, both of you?
We're both really good health. No diagnosis is on the horizon yet.
Mark, are you not also thinking like, why, let's wait till age 70 and use this time to convert money from pre-tax into either taxable or even Roth potentially? What do you think, Mark?
100%, because I mean, that's just going to add to their income. I would start converting. I mean, they're going to have some serious RMDs.
I'm just looking at this. So let's just think about this for 1 second. Right now, I'm going to just do a quickie calculation for you so you have an idea. Let's just do your money, right? Of your $2.6 million, okay, let's just do you for a second. How much is pre-tax? What has not been taxed out of that $2.6
million? $1.8
million. Okay, so that hasn't been taxed. I want to give you like some of this so you get a sense of this. At your age 72, okay, and again, you're only at 66 and change, right? So
correct.
In 5 years, we don't touch this 1.8 million. Let's just pretend it turns into 2 million just for the heck of it. Just, you know, even if it doesn't do too well, but it's 2 million bucks. The required minimum distribution for that first year is $130,000.
That's a big number.
And it gets progressively bigger. Okay. So now let's take a deep breath. How do I know that? Because I have the Ed Slot IRA Help Uniform Lifetime Table. Don't you love that chart that I gave you, Mark? It's fabulous. What that means is if we can do this now and you don't have to, you're not going to get all the money out. You have too much money, which is a good problem, okay? But the strategy is as follows. You guys are married. You're going to probably retire, you know, this summer, right? But, you know, your income is going to be down right now for 5 years-ish, okay? The question is, where do we start convert? Up to what tax bracket do we start converting? So here's my question to you. How do you feel about converting at, and I'll ask you and I'll ask Mark. Mark, do you want to go up to the 24% bracket or do you want to stay in the 22% bracket?
No, 24.
Okay, so here's what we got. So everyone listening, don't send hate mail. This is an academic question more than anything else. So here's what we're talking about, just conceptually, because you're thinking about Rick's a rich guy, who cares? But this can apply to you as well. There can be a window of opportunity where you can pull money out of your pre-tax accounts before you are forced to start taking money out of your accounts through required minimum distributions. And as you just heard, you know, this is $130,000 that has to be taken out. And by the way, remember that when you're forced to take money out later, it can really screw you up. It can screw you up for Medicare, and that becomes an issue as well. The one thing I will say, Mark, is that if we're going up to the tax bracket of the 24%, up to $340,000, Rick and his wife would have to pay a Medicare surcharge. How are you guys getting health insurance right now?
I'm still in my employer plan, and my wife is using a COBRA to Medicare.
I mean, I think it still makes sense, but I'm just saying that when you're married filing jointly and you have income up to $340,000, you're ending up paying what's called a surcharge for Medicare Parts B and D. And so when you go up to that amount of money, when you have that, so it's essentially so the government's like, look, you make a lot of money, so tough crap, you got to pay more for social, for your Medicare. In your case, it would be about $3,900 more in a year. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I'm just saying it's probably much more important for you to get some of this money out before you're forced to do so. So the academic pursuit here is, how do we get money out of our retirement plans while we are controlling what tax bracket we are in, rather than the tax bracket is determined at a time later where I can do nothing about it? And that's really what Rick's question is about. Should I delay claiming Social Security so I can get some of the money out of this retirement account, pay the tax that's due, and limit the forced required minimum distributions in the future? And I think that I agree with you, Rick. I think that delaying the claiming of Social Security makes sense. Is there any other financial consideration right now in sort of like the big picture for you guys?
No, I think you're very right on. You know, delaying the Social Security just means a bigger income number later, but getting that money out today, I am a little surprised at the go into the 24% tax bracket, but maybe that's a good thing.
I mean, if you don't want to, here's your downside. Your upside is you just do it to 22% and everything stays the same. Our downside is that if you don't do it up to the 24, that 5 or 6 years from now, if tax rates go up, you could be higher than 24%. That's the risk you take. I'm okay if you don't want to do it. The thing is that if you go up to the 22%, okay, this is for this year, it's $178,150. Well, I mean, it doesn't give you a ton of money coming out. I mean, it'll give you some, but again, you're going to have government pensions of $3,400 a month, right? So that means that you already have $40,000 of income. And that means that you could take out about, let's call it give or take, about $140,000 from your retirement accounts, which is damn good. It really is. You don't have, I mean, or $130,000-ish. And you could just leave it at that and do that for as long as you're in the 22% tax bracket. Just know that the money is accumulating in that retirement account. You know, if you have so-so years of investments, it won't feel so terrible. But if for some reason the stock market and bond market start to recover and it's 5 or 6 years from now, you might find that you just didn't get enough money out and then you'll have to pay at a higher rate later.
What do you think about the extension of the RMDs probably past 72 to 75, which would give us a larger window?
Hopeful. I mean, yeah. So gang, we haven't talked about this at all because I didn't want to talk about it before it became law, but there is the Secure Act, which changed required minimum distributions. There has been something passed with amendment. I guess it's an amendment to the original plan where you would have required minimum distributions stretched out instead of starting at 72. It might start at 73, 4, or 5. Who knows? It hasn't passed yet. But you're right. That would help you a ton, right? But remember, the thing that's funny for you is that if you delay your Social Security at 70, you're going to now start to have a lot more income. So you will have more income and you'll have time to before you need to take the money out and you could get more money out. But so there's a lot of variables. I think the general question of when do you start claiming? I think you wait till 70. And should you start to pull money out of retirement accounts and pay the tax that's due now? Yes. The other questions are like how aggressively you do that. I'm going to leave it to you. It's really what your comfort level is. There's a lot of different, you know, Ed Slott would say, get the money out as fast as you can, pay your 24%, move on and hope you're wrong. But I get that that's not an easy decision to make.
Agreed.
So, but you're on the right track. I do think that you're absolutely on the right track. And I like the way that you're thinking. How are you investing the money? Are you feeling comfortable? Everything's good?
Yes. I look forward to moving money from our current employer 401k plans, getting them into, you know, one brokerage firm, index funds. You know, we've been in those.
Great.
Just
perfect.
To have it consolidated in one location is just easy.
Great. Well, listen, I think you're on the right track. Let us know what you decide. Talk about it with the spouse. See what everyone, like where you feel comfortable. I agree with the strategy. I think that you are in fantastic shape, obviously. So congratulations for that. And make sure you got your estate documents. You got those docs done?
We have some wills in place and so on. They're a little old right now and they should be refreshed, of course.
A little refresher for Aunt Jill and Uncle Mark. How about that?
Yes.
All right. Listen, if you have a financial question like Rick, it's a bit of an academic question. Please do not send us hate mail. Guy's worked hard, saved his whole life, done really good stuff. He's like, look, I don't know how I got all this money. I just started saving and here it is. If you have a question about claiming strategies for Social Security, if you've got a question about whether you should start to take money out of your retirement accounts before you have to start taking money out, let us know. Just go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Do that, please. That'll be very helpful. And check the box that says you'd be willing to come on the air. Don't forget, while you're on the website, to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And if you would not mind, leave us a rating or a review at Apple because it helps us. Not exactly sure how, but Mark says it's an algorithmic kind of thing. Lift someone up today. It will make that person feel good. It will make you feel really good. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.